to do that to you.
Said, beat it, Mr. Rice. Legendary hot steam towel treatment. Just like that old school modern barbershop. Great value and a great stress reliever. You got enough stress in your life. You don't want to have to worry about your haircut and being stressed out when you go in there. Very affordable. Great experience. Walk out happy.
Just walk in there and tell them that you want the MVP treatment with the Conway steamer.
It is a... What if I'm not in Conway?
That's
Guy
what
Smart
called.
Stylist in America's haircut place for men and boys. It is Sport Clips.
Guys win.
It is where guys win. Jace.
Yes.
You want to vote?
Yes, I was calling in to vote.
I want you to vote.
I want to vote for Hannibal, most definitely.
Okay. Do you think he's the greatest villain of all time?
I wouldn't say of all time, but in the choice between the Joker and Hannibal, it most definitely has to be Hannibal.
I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
All right. Jace, good work.
Thank you.
4-3. You're the creepiest villain of all time. That's what I think.
Oh, man.
433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. Let's get this knocked out so we can move on to other things.
Yep.
Given the chance, you would deny me my life, wouldn't you? That was good. That is rather slippery of you. I'm really pressed for time. People will say we're in love. Oh, now you're being rude, and I hate rude people.
We all hate rude people. There's a couple good clips in there I don't really feel that comfortable playing. Hannibal's a little edgy at times.
Yeah.
My favorite part of the first movie is when she says, that sounds like something multiple Migs would say. And he goes, not anymore.
Yeah.
Swallowed his own tongue. Darndest thing. Hey, Jill.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. Hannibal or the Joker?
Hannibal.
All right. Cut and dried. Very matter of fact,
matter
Jill.
Of fact, and in his business, she quit. Boom. She quit school because of recess.
Look, I got three other stations to call and vote on brackets.
All
I ain't got time
business.
For your crap, Clark.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Joker.
Okay.
That's a beaut, Clark.
All right, man.
To them, you're just a freak, like me. They need you right now. When they don't, they'll cast you out, like a leper. See, their morals, their code. It's a bad joke. I'm dropped at the first sign of trouble. They're only as good as the world allows them to be.
He does a lot of lick lipping, lip licking.
And you know, another thing that I would like to advocate here for The Dark Knight is that The Dark Knight was a really good villain in a PG-13 movie. And that's pretty tough.
You know? Yeah. You make a very, very good point. What do you think, Hannibal?
No, 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 no.
Okay. Not here to argue. Daryl.
Yeah.
What's it going to be?
Joker, without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Come on.
Okay. I appreciate it. Mark. Mark.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm going to go with a Joker.
Okay.
All right.
Good work.
Did you breastfeed her?
All right. Thank you very much. That's a weird question. Matt.
Yes,
Buongiorno.
Yes? Great. Excellent. Totally threw him off right there. Freaked him out. He was going to vote for the...
That's right.
He was going to vote for the Joker, but he was afraid because Hannibal was talking to him.
All right, all right.
No, like I'm much the studio's divided. The
what?
I said...
Yeah. Terry? Terry?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Yes.
Jerry?
I will take the Joker.
Take the Joker, my friend.
There he comes.
All right. Joker making a nice push here.
Yeah,
Dale.
He is.
Hannibal.
Okay. Well, that didn't last long. 433-1037, 1-800-477-1037. The thing about the Joker is, I mean, when I think about what that character did to poor Heath Ledger, I guess I blame the character. It wasn't anything else, right? Maybe it's the fact that he was hanging out with the little twins.
What?
Remember? He was tight with
the Olsen Cater, twins. Actually.
Thank you, the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they've got another sister who's more. Is it their sister or cousin that's more talented than either one of them?
I don't know. I wonder together. If it was the role that did him in or the prescription drug abuse.
You know, he was in a dark place, Matt.
Yeah, he was.
They do call him the
that's
Dark
called
Knight.
Method, huh?
Hey, y'all want to know something crazy?
Yep.
The dog from Full House, same dog as Air Bud.
What?
I just blow your mind.
Wow.
It's the same dog actor.
Are you sure?
I'm sure I saw it on the Chive.
What else is that doesn't make it true? What else does he have to his credit?
Well, I just named like one of the greatest family movies of all time, and one of the biggest animal-themed dog basketball movies of all time. And you're sitting here asking me for more? I'm doing my best.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm going to give it to them. Tell your men they work for me now. This is my city.
They won't work for the freak.
Why don't we cut you up into little pieces and feed you to your pooches?
The scene where he does the dude in with a pencil,
mm-hmm.
That was classic.
Yeah, that's pretty country.
So good, that movie.
Yeah, it's country.
It is country. Skinny, what do you got?
He's got the Joker on hand.
I don't know what's better, the fact your name's Skinny, or you just went third person on
I
me
love it.
Before you voted.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah, that's good. Hey, don't break your arm patting yourself on the back there, cowboy. That mic doesn't want in. Andrew.
Yes.
What's it going to be?
It's going to be the Joker.
Why?
Just a crazy guy.
Okay. Can't argue.
He made the role.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan? You know what I am? I'm a dog chasing cars. I wouldn't know what to do with one if I caught it. You know, I just do things. The mob has plans. The cops have plans. Gordon's got plans. You know, they're schemers. Schemers trying to control their little worlds. I'm not a schemer. I try to show the schemers how pathetic their attempts to control things really are. So, when I say, when I say that you and your girlfriend was nothing personal, you know that I'm telling the truth.
It's creepy.
He did a great job.
He was amazing.
He really did a good
job.
It
was a great performance. I thought it warranted an Academy Award.
Well, yeah, and you know, I wish every time that I had something to say that there was like that dark music playing underneath, that would make my life so much more dramatic.
Yeah, you watch it in surround sound, it's pretty freaky. Did he win, or did he just get nominated? Or
he
did
won.
He did
won.
Win?
Posthumously.
That's what I thought, okay.
Deservedly so.
Yeah, it was good. He definitely deserved one. Although, did Anthony Hopkins get nominated for Hannibal Lecter? My Academy Award history is pretty weak. Jeff in Brinkley.
Hey, buddy. Jason Akerson, I missed you last week.
Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
The thing is this, I'd like to make a vote and then a point. I vote for the Joker.
Okay.
I'm kind of a cynical intellectual type, and when people told me that it was a great role and that the guy had killed himself, I thought it was all fluff. I didn't have any interest in seeing it, and then years later I saw it. Sure enough, he was brilliant. And as far as your intellectual self-loving people like yourself, I just wanted to say, I think one day you're going to go national, because every time I turn the station, and there's a guy who's an intellectual, sharp-witted person, they're doing a Colin Cowherd impression. And you do your own thing. You don't want to be Colin Cowherd. You're better than him. And I hope that you rock the world.
Wow, Jeff, you...
Jeff came strong
today. I don't have an agent, but that was the best call ever. And if you want a gig, I got you
great
hooked
vote,
up.
Great vote, great take, great point.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Jeff coming in strong on a Monday.
Nicest call ever. Jeff's, I'm going to go on vacation more often.
Jeff's having a great Monday.
I would compare myself to the Joker, though.
Do I really look like a guy with a plan? You know what I am? I'm a dog chasing cars.
I have no idea what we're doing from moment to moment. No clue.
Dog chasing cars.
I got a pile of crap, and occasionally I reach into the stack and pull out one of the pieces of crap.
You pull out a gem.
Here you go.
Hope you wash your hands after that.
No doubt about it, my friend. And I feel dirtier because of you, and thank you very much for that. I can never, ever repay you.
Oh, Dirty Matt and the boys.
Speaking of gems, how about A.J. Burnett? A complete game victory for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who inexplicably continue not to blow their NL Central lead.
It's amazing.
Can you explain this to me? I can't figure it out. The best record in baseball? That can't be right.
It's special. They're having a special run.
They are. I'd love to see them get to my dream season this year, within, you know, from a reality standpoint, because some of the things I want to see come true are not going to happen.
Sure.
And you can figure out what those are.
Right.
Yeah. But anyway, you got Pittsburgh sitting there with the best record in baseball. They've won 7 out of 10. They've won a couple in a row. They have 67 victories. They're assured, basically, a postseason appearance. Mm-hmm. How about a Pittsburgh-Detroit final? And you know what? Detroit's a city that could use a little shot in the arm.
Yeah, they could.
I mean, how many cities declare bankruptcy?
Not many.
Not many. Certainly not of that size. They could use – and what do they got to fall back on? The Lions? No.
Yeah, that ain't it.
They have won 8 games in a row. They have won 9 out of 10. The Detroit Tigers, behind the fantastic bat of Miguel Cabrera, and oh, by the way, one of the top 10 hitters in the American League this year, and not suspended for the season for 50 games.
That's right.
His name is Torrey Hunter.
Oh, Torrey.
The pride of Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
That's right.
Former. Ladies and gentlemen, he is spectacular. And then you got A.J. Burnett for Pittsburgh. Again, fantastic performance yesterday.
I always root for a small market team. I guess that's being from Arkansas and spending so much time in Texas. I really pull for the small markets.
Hey, Matt, do we have that highlight from last night?
I believe so. Was it on the list?
Yeah, the Torrey Hunter walk-off. We'll look for that because it was good, and they won, and I'm happy for them. They kept it rolling.
Yep.
Alan.
Hannibal Lecter.
Okay.
I'm not very intellectual, though, so
you'll be fine.
You've got to love Hannibal because of the way Ray Liotta eats his brain and enjoys it.
Yeah. He's like, here, try this dish I whooped up for you.
Yeah.
Wow, that tastes just like my brain. That's because it is. All right. That was freaky. That movie wasn't great, though, but that was a good scene. Danny.
Hey, I want to say Hannibal Lecter also because Anthony Hopkins, he's one of the best actors I believe there's ever been. I watched him in a show one time. Nobody's hardly ever seen it. It was about a Kodiak bear attacking people, and he played a heck of a role in that movie. I didn't forget the name of it. I don't get to see it very often, but I watch it every time, and I'll hang on this.
Here's the interesting thing. Silence of the Lambs is an Academy Award-winning movie, right? And Anthony Hopkins won. I don't know if did the movie win or did he win? Silence of the Lambs, he won the Academy Award for Best Actor. And Heath Ledger won for his role in The Dark Knight. So we have two Academy Award-winning villain performances head-to-head in the final. I say we have a very astute listenership. That's what I got out of this.
Our listenership is well-versed in the world of villains.
With all due respect to James Earl Jones's voice,
right?
They did not put Darth Vader in for an Academy Award.
No, they didn't.
And when Darth Vader was Hayden Christensen,
yes,
it was a serious letdown.
And I would also say that Buffalo Bill, as good as he was, not nominated for an Academy Award.
No,
so I think we got it right. Listenership, I commend thee.
Well, Frederica used to work for Mrs. Lippman. Did you know her?
No, uh-uh. Oh, wait. Was she a great big fat person?
To me, that is definitely worthy of at least a Best Supporting Actor Academy Award, but he didn't get nominated. Meanwhile, we have two Academy Award winning performances going head-to-head in the final. I am so proud of this bracket.
Iron sharpening iron
this
around here.
This is the best bracket we've ever done since last year when we did Best Songs with a Woman's Name in the Title. That was a pretty lengthy list also.
I was going to say, that'd be a good one.
Oh, bro, it took 6 months to get that thing finished. It's amazing how many songs were in there. Proud Mary won. Jared.
Jordan, I just want to vote for the Joker.
Matt, are you... Clean the wax out of your ears!
Maybe I was trying to get a highlight, too, while I was on the phones and trying to pay attention.
You know what? Why don't you blame your little multitasking ways? Just say I'm not perfect,
all
Matt.
All I'm doing is answering phones. It should be easy, right?
Let me tell you something, man. I got you up here, and now you're...
What was his name again? He's holding his hand really high in the air.
I don't even know.
What was your name, man?
Bob. Hey, Bob. Just kidding. Jordan, what's your pick?
Jordan, I wanted to vote for the Joker.
There you go.
He says, I want to vote for Jordan for my name instead of Jared.
Good work.
I'm just kidding. Man, I'm joking. It's just jokes.
It couldn't be this 1950s handset either I'm on.
He's got a rotary phone in there. It's great.
Not much has changed since I left.
Give the man some tools to work with.
Matt will smack you in your face if you say one word to him. And I don't know. Jack,
you there?
You got an answer for us? You
want to pick? No F word.
Hmm?
I want to vote for the Joker. He's so handsome.
Okay.
You're handsome.
Freaking me out.
Thanks, Jack.
Chris.
Yes, I want to vote for the Joker, and I've got to agree with you with Buffalo Bill, because with any dude that's going to tuck his junk and have it recorded, has to win some kind of award.
You know, that's really uncomfortable, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, here.
Zinger. I don't know where to go from there.
I don't know where to go. We got to take our final time out. Gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm just about to call it, so we'll take a couple more picks, but it may be over. It may be over. I know. It's 12:51. We'll come back and wrap it up. We will name a winner. I think it's just about determined here, but we will officially name a winner before it's all said and done here.
You will have closure.
Yes, and I do want to give a pat on the back to Pine Bluff's own Tory Hunter. We will be in Pine Bluff for our annual celebration of what I consider to be one of the great cities, not only in Arkansas, but in the nation. By the way, we have confirmed Basile Shabazz, one of the most elite and elusive
ever
players ever, not only on the field, but since he got out of Arkansas. He's been harder to find than a lot of folks. It's harder to find than Johnny Manziel today.
Well, evidently. Hey, Justin. Tory Hunter's so good, you should start spelling your last name with an extra I.
Justin, A-C-R-I-I. I like where you're at with that. It's beautiful. I might do that. If they win the World Series, I'll do it.
That's how good he is.